2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
MLB Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. If you're not signed up with us yet, now is a great time to do so. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N. Get yourself 7 free days to see everything that we got going on behind these walls. Of course, with that, you get access to all of our MLB VIP lineups tools. You're going to get all the Slack information. What, are you opening a bag of chips while I'm doing the read, bro?
I tore off a sheet of paper.
This guy's munching on Lay's while I'm doing the ad read. But,
we don't do Lay's in my household.
Terrible. That is Keith Hall, by the way, everyone. Welcome him with open arms.
Hey, if we couldn't start out live finals week with a unorthodox entrance, then I don't know how we can start it off.
It is kind of cool because we always do the same thing, right? So I feel like maybe a lot of people are out there like, wow, these guys suck. No, we're switching it up a little. We knew that was coming. I knew Keith was going to open a bag of Lay's at that point.
Yep.
But anywho, promo code WIN, W-I-N. Check us out, DFSArmy.com. 7 free days. You can see everything there on the site. I'm host Al Walsh. Find me on Twitter at 14a.walsh. Find Keith, the bag of Lay's opener, Hall. He'll be in Chicago this upcoming weekend. Follow all his exploits throughout the week. Boomers DFS Daddy on Twitter. You can find him there. So is it finally starting to set in for you now?
It's been setting in, but the real fun is going to start when I get that itinerary and my wife starts planning our whole weekend minute by minute.
Wait, hasn't that not happened by now?
Yeah.
Like, we're, 6 days away now?
Yeah, exactly.
No itinerary, no wife's plans, because they're, I mean...
The only thing that we have planned is...
There are ladies out there that will start planning 3 months in advance.
Oh, she's already started looking. Like, we have a option of things. But the only things that we have that are set in stone are when we get there, the finals party Saturday night, the actual final on Sunday, and then Monday going to Wrigley Field.
Nice. Very nice.
That's the only thing we have set in stone as of currently.
So you've been to a live final before. What's mm-hmm. the atmosphere once you get there into the – so what is it? I guess Saturday is when you first meet everybody?
Yeah. Well, there'll be an unofficial party probably for a lot of – people at the hotel bar on Friday night.
Okay, yeah, that's usual, yeah.
And then after that, yeah, it's Saturday will be the party per se. And then of course there'll be coverage there from, you know, DFS sites and probably Roto Grinders, and you'll have your first timers oogling and ogling over guys like Tommy G and Ganondorf and you know, stuff like that. So,
okay. So Keith will not be oogling and ogling. He is there for business and business only. So do not try to buy him a drink at the bar. Keith said Keith will pick up his own tab is what he's saying.
It'll be beer only. I have a strict rule. And my wife knows that, you know, even though the drinks flow,
right,
my wife knows kind of how to work it.
Okay.
If you bring me a hard alcoholic beverage on Saturday night, I will take a sip and hold it, but it will probably not get taken any more drinks of.
Interesting. Yeah, that's kind of a smart move for all you rookies rookie drinkers out there.
Especially since the final kicks off at noon the next day.
Yeah, that'll happen. But yeah, I mean, you got to think about it, right? What's the old adage? Beer, beer makes you clearer, liquor
Liquor
sicker.
Before beer, never sicker. Beer before liquor, liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Okay. I mean, I I've been in plenty of situations, like weddings, for instance, right, where you don't necessarily know everybody. You know, you're not talking as much as you usually do, so that you're drinking much, you know, more than you usually do. So that's where the beer comes in. I love how we're doing a mixology segment on the show. But yes, it should be fun anyway. A couple newsworthy bits of info over the weekend. Two baseball players from both of our teams' organizations died. On my end, Darren Dalton with the brain cancer, and then I'm not sure why, but Don Baylor passed away. I saw that this morning. So
yeah, Don Baylor had been fighting cancer for a while too. So.
Okay, both of them. With football, Jay Cutler signing with the Dolphins today. Well, that was over the weekend, and then today, the Bills signed Anquan Boldin there to Buffalo. So that should be pretty interesting. I know you
hadn't seen the
take.
Anquan Boldin news yet, so
I saw it. It's official. But you're not as down on Jay Cutler as most will be.
No, because I mean, are we not forgetting that one of Jay Cutler's best year was when he had Adam Gase as his office coordinator in Chicago, and I mean, he had Matt Forte as a running back. I mean, you could say that, you know, Jay Ajayi's probably comparable to Matt Forte at that point in his career. You've got some good offensive weapons there, and you've got a semblance of a defense. I mean, as long as Jay Cutler doesn't try to go, you know, all, you know, Jay Cutler on everybody, then
Jay Cutler will go Jay Cutler. We have seen this before. That's just
not
what Jay Cutler does.
He's not, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, is he Jay Cutler from like 27, 28 years old? No. But is he the worst quarterback in the NFL? No. You know, he'll be viable in DFS and tournaments, you know, depending on the matchup. And he'll be viable to pick on. I don't think that I don't think it's as bad of a signing as everybody's thinking it's going to be. You know, everybody loves to pick on Jay Cutler, just like they love to pick on Tony Romo. And look, these are two of the, you know, better talented quarterbacks as far as arm strength and, you know, the ability to do things that, you know, you and I could only dream of doing with our arms. And let's not forget, Jay Cutler, he has confidence.
Yeah, sure does.
Kristen's got to be happy to go down to South Beach.
Indeed. Don't get me wrong. That had to be part of the execution.
Oh,
of this deal.
You know.
Absolutely.
You know she said it. And it just happened to fall in the right place in the right time with it being, you know, Adam Gase and everything else. So
I do think that there will be somewhat of an adjustment period. I mean, we are.
I don't.
What,
it's the same offense.
Right, but different people, right? So, we're about a month away. Yeah, I mean, look, we're a month away. I'm sure there's going to be some adjustment period there at the beginning. So, I don't think it's going to be all sunshines and rainbows.
I think your adjustment period is going to be week three. Or
early in the
– of the preseason. When the starters,
2 weeks?
Yeah, when the starters play a lot of minutes or a lot of snaps, you know, I think that's your adjustment period. I think that's their quote-unquote dress rehearsal, as we always talk about. But, you know, it's one of those things like – as long as the guy hasn't lost any, you know, arm strength, and the guy, you know, maybe is smarter, but let's not forget, this is his last shot. He's got this left. That is it. And this isn't even a long-term deal. It's a one-year deal. So he's got this opportunity and then he's done. So, I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to go out and win a Super Bowl, but he could actually go out on a positive note. I've never been one to sit there and bash somebody that's had talent and shown that he's had success in a system before, especially in the NFL, because it's such a system-driven league. You know, if you get Colin Kaepernick in the right system, he could become an all-pro quarterback again. But it's – everybody's like, well, I'm going to go where I make the most money. Well, no, I've never agreed with that. Yeah, you go get your money, but I want to go where I'm going to have the most success, because success breeds money. and money is what you're after. If you just go take the money, then yeah, you're going to get paid, but then you're going to be a bust, and then you're going to be looked upon as a bad contract, and yeah, no. So let's go where we can have success. And
I don't think anybody is getting in on color about the talent. I think everybody just thinks he's a douchebag, and you know, that's not necessarily going to play with a bunch of new guys.
I can't discredit that. I mean, he does he does seem like he's kind of a douchebag. But
I was listening to a show last night. Oh my god, they're on XM. They were late, but they're like, well, now you know, now that you don't have Ryan Tannehill, a lot of like blank eyes and deep stares will just be looked into by Dolphins receivers and whatnot this season. Very true. That is what Jay Cutler brings to the table. So. Yeah, good football to begin the week here, even though it's baseball week. But we do have preseason starting up on Thursday, so look out.
Excuse you, Wednesday? Preseason started on Saturday.
Well, one game, all right? The Hall of Fame game, that doesn't count.
How does it not count?
Because the Cowboys were in it, that's why. And, you know, we're going
to
have the real preseason starting on Wednesday. So Wednesday is when it all begins. And then Thursday, we're going to have a huge slate as well as Friday and Saturday. I got the write-up almost done for Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, I'll have something combined. So that'll be pretty awesome to have for the people.
For what? NFL?
NFL, man.
Yeah, football starts next week for me.
Okay. Okay.
I have to. I don't even know who's playing. I can't even look at it yet. Football starts next week for me. This is all about one thing and one thing only right now. So.
Well, thank God you're not writing the article. I am the one doing it. I'm paying attention, and it'll be swell for the people. Will it win anybody money? Probably not a ton, because I don't think the contests that they have for NFL preseason are that big. It's just something something to get your feet wet on these sites. I think it's hysterical because on FanDuel, they still have the kicker in there. Ridiculous. So I don't know how that's going down. But I'm going to say in the write-up, watch out for the Cleveland Browns this week. All right? This is basically their Super Bowl. This is their season. This is when they play well. Beginning of the season, don't think it's going to happen so much. Little preview. All right. Baseball, shall we?
Always.
Indeed. All right. So – started out with the pitchers today, and the top two guys on the slate for show, Max Scherzer, Jake Arrieta, had a little bit of some weather news early this morning, potentially capping off this Nationals game. We know how they are how quick they are to pull the trigger on a lot of these delays and postponements and whatnot. But our own MLB DFS, or I'm sorry, DFS MLB weather, Mr. Paquette, he basically just put up a picture right now of the radar in the D.C. area, looking like the rains are rapidly shifting eastward. They should end by 5 o'clock, and we should have some baseball in D.C. tonight.
Yeah, hopefully, because although, you know, we've been burned by them in the past, you know, three-hour waits, three-hour rain delays, canceling the game, and no weather happening at all. And I don't think that there would be a problem with this, except for the fact that it's Max Scherzer on the mound, and he left his last start with the neck injury. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be as worried as I am. Of course, this could be the perfect opportunity for the Washington Nationals just to troll Major League Baseball. So,
yeah, indeed. So we were talking pre-show. I love Max Scherzer today. I think he's going to be head and shoulders better above Jake Arrieta. But we know a ton of people are going to be very optimistic or very
cautious.
Very cautious. Thank you. I couldn't find the word. You're but people really aren't going to be all that excited to play him today. And they'll probably just shift to Arrieta. Look, I think
that's a mistake, but we'll get to that.
Me too. All the reports that I've read, you know, have Scherzer just being A-OK, 100% ready to go tonight. So, again, even with that report, I have a feeling people are going to be very shy to go, though.
Yeah, the only issue I have with Scherzer is this, is if you look at his FanDuel price, it's 11-1, and there's no reason for them to push him, you know. It's kind of when we start talking about like Dallas Keuchel, you know, these the especially now that the Nationals have a bullpen. You know, they've shored up that bullpen through the trade deadline. This is what these are the guys that I have questions about. Now, they make great tournament options. I'm just not sure if I would go there, especially with all the questions surrounding whether or not the game plays, his neck, all this other stuff. And you add to that the maybe not this year, but history against some of these Marlins hitters is not too great. I think for cash games, you probably should just go ahead and mark Scherzer off your list. Now, can he go out and drop a 60? Yes, absolutely. I'm not saying that he's not capable. And I love him for tournaments, just like we talked about. But, you know, they're going to make sure that they protect their horse because they have this division, you know, wrapped up. And they're looking for a late October, early November push. So, you know, they don't want to do anything to screw that up. So his price makes him a little bit iffy, but I think it's by far an elite tournament play. It is very, very questionable on whether or not I would go there in cash games.
Yeah. Let's get a price check on DraftKings. What's he at over there?
Hell, I don't know. I'm on FanDuel.
All right. Well, FanDuel, I mean, look, with Jake Arrieta, he's at, what, 9,800 there for Jake Arrieta. Scherzer at 1,100. So it's 1,300 price difference there.
Scherzer's 12,800.
Okay. Is that a huge increase from the next?
11,600.
Well, all right, so basically the same on each site. Look, I think it's worth it to go to Scherzer with that. I mean, you know, the price increase is there, but it's not that much. You know, it's not multi-thousand dollars. So,
but for tournaments, that's a great thing. I was talking like, you know, for cash games. When you're talking, you've got weather issues.
Who cares about those? Seriously.
We do have players. We do have people that play that. That's
stop playing cash, everyone.
It's one of our knocks is we don't talk about cash enough. You know, it's just one of those things. I probably wouldn't go there in cash. Just I'm more worried about the weather than the neck, and the Nationals' propensity to, you know, make crap up. But for tournaments,
I should have talked to Max before today. At one time, I had a really bitchin' neck injury. You know what I did to make it better? I golfed. So maybe I should like it was weird because this is when I was playing in college and. I just woke up really bad one day and, you know, my neck was hurting so bad. I went out and played a round of golf. Like, nothing was wrong with me after that. So, I don't know.
I just take the 800 milligram ibuprofen and go out and catch 9 innings. So,
all right. Well, hey, we to each their own. All right. So, let's talk about Arrieta in this matchup against the Giants. Cubs -190 favorites when the line opened today or even last night. Patrick Corbin even struck out 10 Giants yesterday. And the other note that I got here, Brandon Crawford, Buster Posey, and Denard Span, a combined 6-for-48 with 12 strikeouts and only one extra base hit against Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
Yes. Not to mention he's got the greatest ballpark to pitch in as well.
Okay.
Okay. You're not impressed?
No, not really.
Okay. Do tell.
I just think he's overpriced. I just don't. I can't.
Keith, you always say, though, don't worry about the price.
For hitters!
Okay.
For hitters! He's overpriced and he's going to be overowned. You know?
Overowned, sure.
He's... Okay, let's...
He's appropriately priced.
Really, you think he's worth $9,800?
Yeah, in this matchup against the Giants, ballpark, all that considered.
But,
yeah, I like it.
Thinking about this, when does FanDuel price when you're facing the San Francisco Giants?
Maybe they just started, you know? It's a new month of August.
Yeah, okay.
7 days in.
And I just started flying around like a little.
That's
going to
be my new argument
off,
for everything.
So.
It's a new month of August, 24 days in.
Yes, no kidding. I just think he's going to be overowned. I mean, yeah, he might be appropriately priced, but when I can go get Carlos Martinez against Kansas City for $8,900, that's, or even go to this, Irvin Santana, 93 versus Milwaukee, who strikes out more than, you know, a freaking nerd at a, never mind.
At a hip-hop dance.
I was going to say a nerd at a strip club, but.
Okay. Well, same thing, basically, right?
Yeah.
Every strip club I've been to has kind of been like a hip-hop dance. But let's talk about Jake Arrieta here for a second. Now, I knew all these numbers before making my argument with him, being that he's appropriately priced. But, you know, you look at the last four starts, he's gotten at least 34. I know that doesn't necessarily calculate to 98, but – again, I think he's appropriately priced for everything that I said, all the factors in this start going on here. And of course, and look, I know that he wasn't priced, you know, with FanDuel thinking, oh, you know what, he'll probably be the most highest owned pitcher on this slate, and they jumped up the price for that. I don't think that was the case, but I think there's a case to make to, you know, to have Arrieta in your lineup tonight, no matter what the price is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be where I would go for cash games. But for tournaments, I just don't think that he's worth it.
Okay, fair enough.
Not with the ownership, not on a seven-game slate, not when I can go up and get Scherzer if I need to and have a higher ceiling and maybe probably the same floor, you know, depending on what the weather says and what our weather guy says. Not when I can go get Irvin Santana, who's – you know, absolutely looked phenomenal this year compared to, you know, relative years. Just threw a 9-inning complete game against San Diego the last time out. Now he's been up and down recently, but at the beginning of the year he was really, really, really solid. And not when I can go get Carlos Martinez against a Kansas City team that nobody is going to touch. Nobody is going to touch Carlos Martinez tonight.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. You know, he hasn't been that great lately. But I thought you were transitioning perfectly into the start with Irvin Santana and Brent Suter, but you kind of veered off on me there with the
Carlos Martinez. Oh, I was just going like by price, going down
okay,
by price.
Okay, all right. But yeah, with Santana, he's gonna have, well, the Brewers have the highest strikeout rate against handedness of pitcher on today's slate. Always, you know, that's probably gonna draw some ownership within itself. Don't forget some Suter. He did have a rough one last time out, but Suter has pitched pretty well. Dozier left last night's game with an illness, so the Twins don't have Dozier. That's one huge bat that they don't have, that a lefty doesn't have to deal with. So I do want to check that out before everything happens. But, I mean, this is a night where I'm going up to the top. It's going to be Scherzer, Arrieta, or Santana, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go down, and you could honestly go to J.C. Ramirez, who's had some pretty good success, you know, over the last couple weeks, especially his last, you know, three or four starts have been
nice.
So. And it's not like these have been, you know, bad teams that he's faced. Yeah, sure, he faced the Phillies, but he also threw up a great game against the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. So, I mean, this is a guy that has dominated or kind of dominated Boston twice. And Baltimore hasn't seen him all season, so I'm willing to go there. I know Baltimore's running a little hot right now, but – you know, you've got that ballpark that is going to kind of neutralize some of these bats. So
he's all right. I see his outings here. I'm mildly impressed, but not too
much. I was
much.
Just more worried about the fact that if you look at his strikeout percentage, you know, yeah, it's only at 18.2, but you know, his walk percentage is down. His ground ball rate is up. His fly ball rate is down. I mean, his hard and soft contact are kind of right there in the middle. And you know, nobody's going to touch it, but you know, this ballpark can neutralize some things. So
all right, let's talk about Carlos Martinez. Cause I know you're probably going to rock. He's going to be the KCP of MLB with you. You're just going to ride this one until the wheels fall off. You know, Martinez just, he hasn't been that guy that we remember at the earlier this season. So he does face the Royals tonight. Not going to have to, or he's not going to get the pitcher. He's going to get the DH instead of that. Does get a pretty good park to deal with. But look, let's, you know, the Royals offense, they've been one of the better ones. I don't know why they didn't get it done in Baltimore, but, you know, whatever. You still like Carlos Martinez here, though.
I do. I believe in the guy's talent. I think he's underpriced. He's based more priced on performance rather than talent. You know, I think he's got a pretty high ceiling. He might not be able to match Scherzer, but say Scherzer's limited to six innings, and he only gets eight strikeouts and allows, you know, say maybe one or two runs, or even none. You know, you've got Carlos Martinez. As long as he goes out there, he has the ability to put up a good game. And on a slate like tonight, I mean, with the questions surrounding Scherzer and everybody going to be on Arrieta and then kind of, you know, gravitating towards Ervin Santana, nobody's going to pick on Carlos Martinez. And if I can get a guy with, you know, high level talent in a so-so matchup in a good ballpark, you know, I like the ability. So yeah, I'm probably rocking Carlos Martinez tonight.
Interesting. Last guy I want to talk about, Trevor Williams, the Pirates going up against the Detroit Tigers today. Pirates money line increased while the total decreased overnight, and the Tigers implied run total has dropped 0.3 runs, which is actually the highest decrease of the day. I know, alert the Coast Guard, everyone. Huge news, not necessarily, but it is something to give credence to, maybe as an SP2 pitcher. Any thoughts on him tonight?
I don't mind it, and here's the reason why. If you look over the last 30 days, you know, versus right-handed pitching, the Tigers have got a 301 wOBA with a 114 ISO and are striking out over 20% of the time. I mean, it seems like, you know, we don't talk about, you know, hot streaks for pitchers or good timing, but it seems like Trevor Williams is they're catching the Pirates at the right time. Now, what does kind of scare me a little bit is some of these guys, depending on the lineup they put out, their hot zones match up pretty well with Trevor Williams. And I'm talking more of like a Mikey Matuk or a – who was the other guy? Jim Adducci, exactly. Those two guys, their hot zones match up pretty well. So – it's very, 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 very scary. But I'd be willing as an SP2 to take a shot.
Okay. Yeah. Again, this is not the Lone Ranger I'm trying to roll into town here on his horse. This is bottom of the barrel, dumpster diving at its finest. Okay. Any other pitchers you want to talk about before we get into the sticks this evening?
I wish Dylan Bundy was pitching better.
Yeah.
And
he had a good one his last time out though, right?
He didn't pitch against bad. The Royals. Yeah, he didn't pitch bad. It wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't bad at all.
Tell you what, the Angels aren't exactly a team I want to be picking on.
Actually,
I don't know what's up with the Angels games this season, but it feels like every time I watch one, there's just a massive comeback. And it ain't whether the Angels are doing it or somebody's coming back on the Angels.
Yeah, but you don't want to pick on Mike Trout on his birthday either.
Oh, hell no. I don't want to pick on Mike Trout on November 4th. Like, no.
I would. No, he's probably been sitting around for a month. Hey-o!
Still good. Dylan Bundy last game, 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, picks up the win and the quality start. Yeah, and that was against the Royals, so.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about some stacks that we got going on today. I wrote them down alphabetically, but apparently, great idea by me. The St. Louis Cardinals actually are the one to highlight here because their implied, open total was at 4.1. And now currently they have moved up to a 4.8. That is a 0.7 run differential increase over there. That is the highest increase of the day of any team. Next in line to them, you got the Pittsburgh Pirates, who went from a 4.8 to a 5.1, so an increase of 0.3 there. So these are the two offenses that I'm looking at. I mean, again, it's not science. Maybe it is science. Who knows? But this implied run total thing has been working out pretty well for us recently, so we'll just keep on that track. Looking at the splits here for what the hell are we looking? I guess for the Cardinals, they don't really look all that great. But after what the Cardinals did yesterday in Cincinnati, I'm sure that's
come
gonna
on. That was Homer Bailey and the Cincinnati Reds.
Just saying. Why do we? All right. So then, why do we have this increase of 0.7 runs?
Because this isn't the sharp movement yet. This is bettors getting up and going, "Oh my goodness, the Cardinals absolutely went bananas yesterday, and here's $100, and here's $100,000, and I don't know." It was Homer Bailey, and see, normally I can't comment on what happens on Sundays, but my wife made me sit down after we got home from church and watch games. I know, tough life, right? But she's like, you haven't even played on that. Because normally our Sundays are busy. Normally we have church and I have baseball games and stuff like that. Well, since the tornado came through, we didn't have baseball yesterday. So she's like, you're going to sit down and you're going to watch baseball. You're going to start to study. And I'm like, okay.
Well, so, she knows that, you know, part of this money is hers as well. If not all of it.
Hey. Yeah, she knows that.
But don't tell her that.
She already knows. She's already spent it. Doesn't matter how much I come back with, it's already gone. Yeah, I don't mind the Cardinals, but I'm not as in love with them as anybody else. Ian Kennedy does have a little bit of talent and the ability to minimize some things, but it's not.
You know. At least 34 FanDuel points in 6 of his last 9.
Exactly. He's serviceable. And who scares you on the Cardinals? Tom McPham?
Yes, actually, he does. Very much so.
Paul DeJong?
4 for 6 with 2 doubles and a homer against the Yankees.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Those are the 2 people I popped off.
Jed Jerko?
No, he doesn't scare me.
All right.
Although I do owe Jetty a bobblehead purchase, but he does not scare me. I can't find one, dude. I can't find a you know.
So Jet, you'll probably look to the end of the earth trying to find a Jed Jerko bobblehead doll. Like honestly, I'm sure his family probably doesn't even have any.
I got an announcement to make for all you peeps that ask, you know, about the optimal lineups Monday through Friday. The only day it will not be here this week is this Friday, and that's because I'll be on a plane.
Oh, he's on a plane, bro.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. All right. Also looking at today, it is Julio Chacin road day, where he is significantly worse this season. But left-handed hitters have had the much better time against Chacin this season. So, you know, you're going to be able to put Billy Hamilton, Joey Votto.
Billy Hamilton's hurt right now.
Is he?
He's playing, but he's hurt. He grabbed his back pretty significantly the other night after he took a swing. And Patrick Kivlahan. He ended up coming in for him later on in the game. I'm not touching Billy Hamilton with a 50-foot pole.
Well, thank you for that information.
You know, everybody, even if he's at the top of that lineup, I'll go to the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stack or do whatever. But I am not touching Billy Hamilton. So
fair enough. All of their lefties in play. Joey Votto actually very hot right now. We'll get to that during first base.
I even like Zach Cozart too.
That's right. He's back. I saw him somewhere today. I was like, isn't he hurt? And then
he's back, but his price is depressed all the way down to 3,100. Last 30 days against right-handed pitching, 401 or last 30 games, 401 wOBA, 276 ISO.
I'm impressed.
Yes. He's actually the highest rated highest rated shortstop, but the highest rated red today.
Look at you, Cozart. Look at you. Another guy I want to talk about, Matt Moore, lefty pitcher in San Francisco tonight. So, you can't play any lefties against the lefty. Incorrect. Left-handers against Matt Moore are hitting .380 this season. This is more impressive right here. The on-base percentage, .449 on base, 1.092 OPS with lefties. Now, granted, all that's good and dandy, but again, not exactly a power haven for a guy like Anthony Rizzo or Jason Hayward, Kyle Schwarber tonight in San Francisco. But luckily, 44 extra base hits, 13 home runs from the right-handed side against Matt Moore this season. Hey, you know, Cubs are going to be pretty popular tonight, but what's your take on them being popular in possibly the worst hitting park?
Not possibly the worst hitting park. It is the worst hitting park. I don't care what.
All right, great. Whatever, man. You're like my father when I would say, hey, Dad, can we, like, go get some ice cream? And he's like, well, do you want to, like, get ice cream or you want to go get ice cream? Thanks for that trip down memory lane.
I'm just saying, you know. Look, it's one of those things. I mean, Wilson Contreras, I think he's still too cheap on FanDuel. He's $3,500. He's going to be kind of chalky even in San Francisco.
I can't wait to rattle off his numbers over the last six games when we talk about catchers.
Whatever you have, I have it too, except I have it over the last 30 versus left-handed pitching.
All right.
I mean, you could add Javier Baez into that as well at second base now.
Right.
Ooh.
Javi, he likes to potty.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can sprinkle. I don't think that they're stackable. Just because of the fact that, you know, it is San Francisco. What is this game going to be like, you know, 6-2, 4-2, 4-3? I mean, it's there. Very, very few people have the ability to put up 12 runs in an inning like my Colorado Rockies did last year.
Oh, my God. Can we stop? How'd you like that comeback yesterday?
How'd you like the series win?
I didn't see there. I only saw Sunday's game.
Yeah.
We got rained out on Friday and Saturday, no, right? Yeah.
We absolutely tore your guys' new buttholes. No.
Tornado ripping through Colorado made the field virtually unplayable.
Yeah, and all of a sudden
you must have been watching highlights from last year or something. Yeah. Sunday the field was magically prepared and came back and won in the ninth inning. It was excellent. Any other stacks that you like today?
If you're not going with Carlos Martinez, no, I can't even do that. Pittsburgh is interesting going up against Jordan Zimmermann. Just because Jordan Zimmermann has not been good at throwing baseballs lately.
That is correct.
See,
I have the – like, I like a pirate or two, but I don't – I'm not a big fan of the stack, but I guess in my world, stacking is like two. So
yeah, Harrison, McCutchen, Bell, Freeze, Polanco are the guys that interest me. And I would probably go Polanco, Bell, Harrison, McCutchen and leave Freeze out of it because Freeze is a guy that kind of hits harder left-handed pitching. So it all kind of really just does depend. I have not looked at their hot zones yet, so I don't really know what's going on. But those are the guys that maybe a three-man stack with Harrison, Bell, and Polanco.
Okay. Fair enough. The last one I want to talk about now, you know, we don't have a ton of numbers on Robert Stevenson from the Reds, but it is interesting to note that both sides of the plate have an OPS of over 900 against
this. Wait a second here.
Whoa.
Robert Stevenson from the Reds?
Yeah.
You want to recheck that?
Tim Adelman?
There you go.
Okay. Well, I can't recheck it now, but shit, man. That was who was pitching last night.
Well, yeah, I think they switched it this morning.
All right, well, I'll have that info for tomorrow then. But, you know, Adelman might not be a bad play of pitcher now. I don't really like picking on these Padres, but Adelman's had some pretty decent starts this season.
Okay.
I'm just lost. Like, I can't believe that
happened.
There
you go. Let's go on to catchers then.
All right, let's talk about it. Wilson Contreras leads it off as those numbers that we were talking about. 10 for 22 with six extra base hits, five of those being home runs. He's also got 13 RBIs and 6 runs over the last 6 games.
All right, here you go. You got 6 games. I got last 30 days. 544 WOBA, 478 ISO, 978 OBI. So versus left-handed pitching over the last 30 days.
Fancy, fancy. I'm really not into these. Like I see the numbers and I'll be like, okay, that's cool. I'm not into the WOBAs and all the whatnots, you know?
Well, WOBA is great for cash games. ISO is great for power and for tournaments. The great thing about it is that since the DFSA grade takes both into account, it kind of really does help you. And when a guy pops off a page like at a 102,
mm-hmm.
then you have to – something you got to, you know, kind of pay attention to. So
my favorite number, and it's a weird one from us, but OBP is definitely one of my favorite, hence why I'm such a big Norichika Aoki fan. But I don't know. I mean, I've just always looked at OBP as a way that the guy's seeing the ball well. You know, even if he's taking walks, he's still getting on base, can come around to score. I mean, hell, that's half the battle right there, getting on base, getting some hits, getting some points. So I don't know. It's just that's always been the one thing that my eyes drifted towards, and then I start looking at, all right, what kind of power numbers we got here. But, you know, to each their own.
Or you could just be like Wilson Contreras and hit the ball over the wall, and then you don't have to worry about getting on base or scoring runs because all that has happened already.
We all can't be Wilson Contreras. Yeah, sometimes it's not available. Like, what if they sit him tonight? I don't think they will, but what if they did? You know, like,
well, then they have Alex Avila.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, they wouldn't. Maybe they would do that lefty-lefty based on how Matt Moore pitches against lefties, but
yeah,
just still
no
something you got to look at. Yadi Molina got a little bit of history against Ian Kennedy, 5-for-18, 3 doubles against him. We have that. But yeah, for me, it's going to be pretty much a Wilson Contreras night unless otherwise noted.
Yeah, everybody kind of pops that one off the page, so he's going to be your highest owned catcher tonight, and it's not even close.
Yep. What about some cheaper options? Maybe one of the Padres catchers tonight.
You mean
tonight?
Like Buster Posey?
Well, I was going to go way down, like one of the Padres catchers, whether it was going to be Hector Sanchez, Austin Hedges.
No.
They're in Great American.
Great. Awesome. I'd rather go to Caleb Joseph.
Okay. Tell us about Caleb.
393 WOBA, 250 ISO, last 30 days. Has a great, great, great matchup against JC Ramirez. Hot zones pop off the page. It's either going to be him or Manny Pena.
Okay.
As my lower dollar ones. Catcher's really not a position where, like, today's kind of a day where, you know, nobody's really going to, you know, dig into a lot of stuff. All they have to do is worry about clicking Wilson Contreras' name, and that's going to be kind of the easiest thing for everybody to fill in today.
Sure.
So if you can be different, knowing how volatile baseball is, then it's going to pay. And there's a couple places you can go. And I'm not going to give them all out. So.
Oh yeah. Well, there you go. All right. First base. What are we looking at?
Josh Bell.
I have him written down.
I'm glad, because if you didn't, I would be kind of, you know, a little worried.
I mean, the power numbers aren't there of late, but you know, 409 OBP over the last week.
He's been taking a lot of right-handed bats though lately.
Oof, not good.
Facing a lot of lefties, so you know, now that he gets to turn around and get some power back from the left side of the plate where his power is, then you know, you can feel a little bit safer, because late in games teams have been turning him around to bat from the right side of the plate. Joey Votto is the other one. Those are my two highest ones. So right. And then you can obviously go to, you know, Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, Votto's numbers over the last week are pretty nuts. Let's see. 9-for-19, 4 extra base hits, 2 homers, 7 RBIs, 5 walks, 4 runs. Got all that. And he has hit a double and a homer against Chacin in 16 career at-bats. against him. Keep that in mind. The lefty-lefty saga against Matt Moore. Oh, it doesn't end, folks. Anthony Rizzo is actually 3-for-3 with two homers against him in the very short term. But, again, not sure how this
He'd have to go up a taco to get one out.
Exactly. Not exactly sure how this is going to play out at AT&T Park. Don't mind it as a tourney play because you got that history there. Maybe puts a couple in the gap. Who the hell knows? But the numbers are there. So look at it. 4,400 on FanDuel. It's going to run you, though. Ouch. Other than that, Eric Thames has some pretty good BVP history against Irvin Santana, although it's all probably from the era where they wrote on like scripts and tablets and whatnot, not, you know, like the electronic ones, the ones that the 12 apostles wrote on.
Yeah. And then you could go Chris Davis, Anthony Rizzo, Ryan Zimmerman, Miguel Cabrera, Will Myers, Albert Pujols, Joe Mauer, Matt Carpenter.
Now you just accredited the whole segment because you named every first baseman on the list. Way to go.
I left off Tyler Moore.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks. The Chris Davis one that you said really stood out. You know, lefties against J.C. Ramirez are the way to go, so I like that one. And Will Myers even today against Adelman, 3,100 at Great American Ballpark. Not a bad thing at all. And I'm sorry, of course, Ryan Zimmerman, lefty. At Nationals Park, only 3,200 today. That seems a bit criminal as well.
Yeah, he's. I don't know what the deal with his price is right now.
I mean, he's not popping off, you know, with the points. But again, this could be nice. But they just saw O'Grady last week, so fresh in their minds.
Yeah, exactly.
Second base.
Josh Harrison, Javier Baez. Baez has been absolutely killing the ball lately. I don't know how much he's going to be at the top because he's I don't know how much he's going to be owned because he's going to be at the bottom of that order, but he really does kind of pop off the page.
Sure. Let's see. And Jervis Solarte back in our lives, only 2,600 on FanDuel. He gets Great American Ballpark. Probably going to be batting somewhere second, high in that order. So I really like that one a lot. Jonathan Villar, really struggling, but 2,400 on FanDuel. Not a bad way to go. I think a lot of people are probably going to go to Santana tonight, so that could be an under 10% owned play that I could get down with. But yeah, it's looking like Javi Baez is pretty much the lock, and you know, I'm sure that's the way a lot of people are going to be thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know if he's a lock for people because everybody's all like this. Oh, I got to get top of the order. Blah 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 blah. So,
all right, fair enough.
I think he's a great play, and the higher up in the order he gets, the less interest I have of him. Because he's not the only great play tonight. You know, but if he's batting like fifth or sixth, then you're going to see his ownership skyrocket. But if he's hitting that eighth spot, there's not going to be a lot of ownership to kind of worry about there. So,
fair. I also like a little bit of Carlos Suárez.
Could
potentially get himself up and out of Great American Ballpark. I think the only homer he hit this season was in Colorado. So he,
yeah,
you know,
thanks
he's for a, that. Well, no, I'm saying he's a little guy. He needs that ballpark boost in order for him to hit home runs. So I could certainly see this being one for Mr. One, Carlos Suárez. He seems like he is a double agent. Like he plays baseball and he also is like a secret agent.
Yep.
That's a great name. He actually homered in Pittsburgh.
There you go.
Did not know that. Third base, what are you looking at?
Travis Shaw.
Okay.
I know he got absolutely rocketed in the head by a ball when he was trying to steal in Tampa Bay this last weekend. So I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup or not. But Manny Machado's swing's coming around. Of course, Mike Moustakas is always going to be a good option. And then Miguel Sano.
Yeah.
Yes, I did not name him.
Manny?
No.
Well, I mean, he is hot of late. 13-for-30, 6 extra base hits, 2 of those being homers, 8 RBIs, 5 runs over the last 7 games. And we saw a lot of power from him yesterday. Fantastic display. Night after I had the Orioles stack. Oh my God, that made me so mad. The whole team, everyone I had off, went off yesterday when I had them on Saturday. So thanks, guys. Much appreciated. But yeah, Machado's swinging great lately. The new guy, the new Jed Lowry, Luis Valbuena, where they refuse to raise his price, still $2,300 on FanDuel. He's got the capabilities of going out and up against Dylan Bundy. And then you didn't like him, but I like him. Jed Jerko, just another piece of that Cardinals operation that could be a good one if the IRT still stays the same. He is 2-for-3 with the homer against Ian Kennedy, so good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, shortstops.
It's kind of hard for me to get off of Zach Cozart.
Yes.
I mean, I just think 3,100, the price is affordable. He fits really, really well into a Cincy stack. I mean, it's really, really hard for me to get off of that.
All right. Chip Beckham killing it lately. 14-for-24 over his last 6 games. 7 extra base hits, 3 homers, 6 RBIs, 6 runs. Just making a mockery of opposing pitching. They're going to head out to the West Coast tonight, so that's not a bad play for him against the Angels tonight. Don't mind Paul DeJong, only 3,000 on FanDuel. It's part of that Cardinals stack if it holds up. Orlando Arcia, 8-for-21 over the last 6 games, 5 extra base hits, 2 of them homers. He's another guy that's probably not going to be highly owned, batting in the bottom of that Brewers lineup, but if they can turn it over against Santana tonight, could be an interesting way to go.
Yeah, it really could.
All right, anybody else?
Really, really, really could. It could. No, not that I don't want to. I mean, I've got others, but we need to save them for our members. So.
Okay.
And I will talk at length about one of my other picks tonight at the shortstop position, because I think he is going to be probably the lowest owned shortstop on the slate, considering he's in the lineup, and I don't think anybody's going to play him.
All right, sounds good. Outfielders, close it off.
Ooh, see, this is where it's tough, because it's Mike Trout's birthday. It is. It's Mike Trout's birthday. So I have a very, very hard time, like, fading Mike Trout on his birthday.
Now, is there statistical evidence to back this up?
The fact that he's 26 and it's his birthday. And
that's
his
birthday
is 2 days after mine.
That's a Jay Cutler answer right there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I sometimes mail it in like Jay Cutler as well.
I was going to say it's a DB answer, but sure, it's the same thing. He is absolutely crushing the ball lately.
I mean, if I have to tell you on why you should play Mike Trout.
No. I'm saying, is there any correlation with good performances and his birthday? Is he hitting 400 with 28,000 homers on this day?
Oh, Mike Trout career stats on his birthday.
Is this being looked up on StatMuse?
Okay, yeah.
No.
Here we go. Trout has more hits. Oh, wait, that's prior to turning 25.
Not the same guy. Fake news. Anyone. Bueller.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, we don't have it. We don't have it.
Mike Trout hits his 3rd home run on his birthday.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Now, is that in one game or?
No, this is over the course of his career. He has hit 3 home runs. This was in 2015, mind you, as well.
Uh-oh.
So.
Uh-oh. Could have done it again.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm not totally convinced, but still, it's Mike Trout, and he's crushing shit.
You fade Trout and see what happens.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to afford Trout. Maybe I'll go with his buddy Cole Calhoun, who's far more affordable
and far less of a Major League Baseball player.
That is, well, you know, Calhoun, nice Irish guy, but yeah, I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough to fit him in, but again, undoubtedly the man lately.
You could always play Dusty Coleman.
Well, I'm not gonna play.
And for what, 2,200, 2,000? For 2,000, and then you could obviously fit in Mike Trout.
I was gonna say maybe I could take out Wilson Contreras, put in Hector Sanchez, and then put in, and then probably still not have enough for Mike Trout.
Put in Tucker Barnhart.
I don't know. Sanchez is the bare minimum. We've spent far too much time on. Yeah, I know. Tommy Pham, love him tonight. He is also 4-for-6, 2 doubles and a homer against Ian Kennedy. I mentioned that earlier, actually. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have that. I love both those Pirates outfielders, McCutcheon and Marte, the M&M brothers. They got to get a commercial on that real quick. But both of them, very good. That's what I got. How about you?
I kind of like Christian Yelich tonight.
Okay.
And I'm just going by BVP, guys. Just going by BVP.
4-for-12, 3 extra base hits.
4-for-17 with 4 extra base hits, 2 homers, a double, and a triple.
How many times have we done this where my numbers are right and yours are wrong?
7-for-18, 389 average, 3 singles, a double, a triple, 2 home runs, only 3 strikeouts, and 14 batted ball events. He has an average exit velocity of 98.5 versus Max Scherzer.
Crazy. But once again, I really think that the numbers you're getting are counting spring training.
They're still live at bats, aren't they?
Not really. I mean, spring training, Scherzer isn't going to throw as much breaking stuff.
Hey, I'll take BVP in spring training if it means that I can say to my kids at one point that I had tagged Max Scherzer or Nolan Ryan or Pedro Martinez or whoever. Heck yeah, I would.
You would. That's the kind of guy that you are.
Billy Crystal should not have gotten a spring training to bat over me. I have way more baseball talent than Billy Crystal.
I don't know. What about Garth Brooks? Even got some work in before you did.
Yeah, I know, but Garth Brooks is an Oaky boy, so I can't really.
You and the favoritism. It's never. Heck yeah,
he used to live like 15 minutes away from my parents.
Unreal. Kenny Britt is like, I've never drafted him in a fantasy draft, and he's from my hometown, so.
I've never drafted Garth Brooks either.
But he's not like a 6'5 wide receiver with ridiculous talent. That'd be cool if Garth Brooks was, but he's not. Yeah, this is driving me crazy. Ben Revere actually been doing pretty well here. Last 6 games, 9-for-19, 4 stolen bases, and been watching him pretty closely because I had a lot of Angels and A's over the weekend. So good at bats from my former Philly.
Yeah, he's kind of taken over that Cameron Maben role for the Angels. And he's taken that over and absolutely ran with it, and no pun intended. I do like Ben Revere as well. Maybe a little mini stack with Mr. Trout, Mr. Fish Boy.
Yeah. Now, also too, if you're not going against Carlos, well, you would like to go against Carlos Martinez, but, Melky Cabrera, Lorenzo Cain, quietly putting together some nice games here of late. Both guys hitting well over 400. They got all the numbers to back. I'm not going to go through the numbers here with these guys to bore everyone, but over the last week or so, both guys are just looking immaculate at the plate.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. There's got to be some other guys. Maybe some San Diego guys, Manuel Margot.
I don't mind some Manny.
Yeah, maybe Hunter Renfro. feel like we're just wasting some home run balls in that Great American Ballpark. I mean, both sides.
No, because I like Adam Duvall.
Duvall, yes, yes.
I mean, if we just want to sit there and look at it, you know, Jesse Winker, he's been in the lineup a lot lately. He's still $2,500. I know he's not, you know, putting up 20s every single day, but for $2,500 in that ballpark, you know, again, as a left-handed batter, then, you know, he could absolutely, you know, make some things happen, especially if he's hitting at the top of the lineup because Billy Hamilton's out.
Sure.
Then he becomes an automatic plug and play. Probably honestly over Scooter Gennett. So, I mean, Travis Jankowski's back in our lives, but he hasn't played regularly. I mean, there's just not a lot. It depends on the lineup that these guys put out. I mean, because for the Padres, you have guys like Franchi Cordero, Matt Scherzer, Dusty Coleman, Travis Jankowski. If Patrick Kivlahan is in that lineup, then, you know, obviously you can throw him in there. He had a hit in two at bats versus against the Cardinals yesterday. I mean, these are guys that we have to watch for because you can get some cheap exposure to this ballpark through this outfield today.
Oof.
On both sides, to be completely honest.
I didn't realize how bad Scooter Gennett was doing recently. My
God. Yeah.
Maybe it was just because the Cardinals said, nah, you ain't getting nothing to hit against us in this ballpark ever again.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, interesting. All right, I will definitely be looking at that. I don't have too many other outfielders. I know Justin Upton, five homers, 17 RBIs over his last 8 games.
So. Yeah, he's absolutely just crushing the ball.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I got. Any final thoughts?
Nope.
Sounds good. DFSArmy.com is where you go to get all this wonderful information. If you're not a member, do so. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N. That gets you 7 free days. You can check out everything that we got going on. So, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. And for me, Keith, the rest of the DFS Army, we go.
Peace out.